The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
Portions transcribed.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Rohde Real Estate. Good morning. I'm Jackie Rohde, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
Are you getting that drone ready?
Yes, I am.
I have some drone pictures.
I have a question. How are you doing today?
Oh, thank you for asking. I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you?
Good. With a drone, yeah, we're dusting it off.
All right. We have with us Chief Chris DeNaples of the Dunmore Fire Department for the second week in a row. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, Jackie.
Thanks for coming back with us. We appreciate it. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many relentless realtors. They're a quality service award-winning team, and they can help you whether you're looking to sell, buy, or even if you're in need of an appraisal.
You guys have been doing it for 50 years.
50 years.
Wow. During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, click on the webcam tab and see what's going on at Dunmore Corners.
Right. Especially if it's scary out there.
Scary outside. And WeatherNationTV.com has picked us up. We're on there too.
Look us up on social media or pretty much where you are. View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjruddy.com, JRUDDY.com, where you can also meet our wonderful staff of realtors and our podcasts. We are on most popular podcast apps. You can search for the Real Estate Roundtable with Jackie Rohde and you'll find us. Okay, Chris DeNaples, Chief of the Dunmore Fire Department. How long have you been chief?
14 years. This year, 2021, will be 14 years.
Nice. Seems like just yesterday.
Goes by quick.
Yeah, and you know, one of the benefits, and so I live in Dunmore, born, raised, and will probably die in Dunmore. I always say that. But I have the office located at 111 West Drinker. I always hear your sirens, your trucks and engines going up and down Blakely Street and Drinker Street. And, you know, you guys have a busy, you're busy. You're usually very busy. You don't only go to fires, but there's a lot of other calls that you go out on, especially one of the universities, local universities. Their alarms are known to go off quite frequently for you guys. You're always racing down there to make sure everything's okay. And we're thankful for you because one of the things that I like to say as a realtor in Dunmore is that we have a full-time fire department. Scranton does too, but a lot of our outlying communities don't.
That's an important part. You know, to have staff at the ready, at the station, them seconds and minutes make a big difference in the outcome of a rescue, okay, preserving property. It makes a big difference because, you know, in the volunteer areas, these people either have to leave work, leave their home, get up in the middle of the night, get dressed, get in their vehicle, drive to the firehouse, go in the firehouse, get their, you know, gear on, their firefighting gear, get in the fire truck and drive to the call. Where, you know, the luxury of having a paid career fire department is we're in the firehouse. So if that alarm goes off, the only thing we need to do is get our firefighter gear on, get in the fire truck, respond to the call. So that cuts minutes out, life-saving minutes. And that's why it's so important and such a luxury to have that paid staff at the ready in the station.
And I think it's a huge, huge perk for people that reside in Dunmore.
Sure.
And anybody that comes from out of town, I do always make that point. So I believe in it. So last week we spent the majority of our discussion about, you know, we're spending a lot of time in our home and you were pointing out safety items that we need to be mindful of, especially in the wintertime. Space heaters are appliances and how to stay safe with smoke detectors and so on and so forth. This week, I thought we'd move into the area. Well, first of all, Does Dunmore offer anything regarding smoke detector installation?
So we do. We do a campaign. It's called the American Red Cross Smoke Detector Campaign. And in cooperation with the American Red Cross, we do an install program. So basically, American Red Cross provides us with smoke detectors. Okay. And if a resident of Dunmore needs a smoke detector, they could call fire headquarters at 570-347-2592. Okay. And schedule an install time. And we'll take them detectors, go out and evaluate their home, and install any detectors they need where they need them in the home. And they fill out a simple form. We sign it and submit that into the American Red Cross, and they file it. And it's as simple as that. The only thing we can't do through that program is we can't just hand a resident the smoke detectors. We need to actually go out and evaluate and install them. And that's part of the criteria of the American Red Cross's smoke detector.
Well, so program. they want to make sure they're installed
correctly.
They
want to make sure that they're actually being installed. Because there was several programs in the past where we would give a resident a smoke detector and, you know, a year later you'd go back and it'd be sitting on their kitchen table in the box. They wouldn't have a chance for whatever reason not to put it up.
Doesn't Scranton have a similar program?
They do. Scranton does have a smoke detector install program. I don't know if it's the one through the American Red Cross. I really can't comment on
okay.
it. I do know that they do install smoke detectors, but I don't know what the content of the program
all
is.
All right. So where, and so for just any average listener out there, where should smoke detectors be installed if they want to install them themselves?
So you should have a smoke detector in every sleeping area. So in every bedroom, in every hallway, on every level of the house. So if it's a two-story house, you need them on every level. You need them outside and inside of smoking sleeping areas. So you want that smoke detector on the outside and the inside. And in the kitchen area, you want it at least 10 feet away from any, you know, cooking appliances, stove, oven, anything of that nature, so you don't have the false alarms.
In my kitchen, you want it 20 feet away.
Especially if I'm cooking.
Yeah, that's great, you know, where they go off and it
44% of fires in a home start or are caused by cooking.
Mm-hmm. Big percentage.
Yeah, people.
And frying is the most fire-related. Injuries are caused by frying.
Right.
Yeah, so people, it's, you know, hazardous. So guess what?
We won't be cooking tonight?
I won't cook.
You know what I like? I like those people who take a frozen turkey and they put it in one of those big fryers outside and they wonder why there's a ball of fire over the house.
Not a good thing.
No. Okay, so let's talk about, you know, at this time of year we have to worry about power outages, you know, ice and, you know, freezing rain and then taking on our power lines, so on and so forth. So naturally one thinks about having a generator, right?
Portable generator sounds good to me.
Are there hazards we need to think about regarding generators?
There sure is. So a lot of times our power goes out and we need power to run a refrigerator, our heating units, etc. Everything we need to power up in the house that's essential. So we have folks that try to get that generator, they get it connected and they either keep it in their garage, okay, or they keep it in close proximity to windows and doors. We don't want to do that because that generator is producing exhaust fumes, okay, and that exhaust fumes could cause CO poisoning, carbon monoxide poisoning. Yeah, so we want to keep them generators in an outside, well-ventilated area away from, as far away from any windows or doors as possible. So we don't fill the house up with carbon monoxide. On them lines, we also want to have working carbon monoxide detectors. We need to have them in our homes, and we need to make sure they're working and tested, and you know, their lifespan hasn't expired. And we can simply get that information by either looking on the alarm or looking at the instructional manual or box that they come with and, you know, test them. Test them once a month and make sure they're operational.
Where do we put the carbon monoxide detectors?
So carbon monoxide detectors, again, you want to have them on every level of your house, and ideally you want to have them in every sleeping area, every level in sleeping areas. Carbon monoxide detectors, you want about 4 to 5 feet from the ground. You don't want them up high like smoke detectors. So you want them about 4 to 5 feet. That's where they detect carbon monoxide best, and you know, we want to continuously monitor them.
Okay. Yeah, we have carbon monoxide detectors in the basement close to the heating, well, not close to the heating unit.
Sure.
got it in the basement, first floor, second floor, and third floor. And then we also have, we have the houses hardwired, so if one goes off, they all go off. And we also have it for the central alarm, for the ADT Vector, whoever sure. is monitoring it. So we have that. We're loaded up.
Do you still find careless smoking as a big reason why you go on calls?
We do. We have had several incidents over my 14 years with the department where careless smoking cost people lives, okay, and property damage. So that's something that we need to be diligent if we smoke. Okay, we need to make sure we smoke in designated areas. We need to make sure that we, you know, properly, you know, put the cigarette out after we're done, or a cigar or whatever we're smoking. Okay, and don't go and empty that ashtray immediately after we put it out into a garbage can. You know, soak it in water. Put some water in the ashtray. And then if you're going to empty it at that time. Don't go and, you know, extinguish your cigarette and then, you know, in the ashtray and then empty the garbage. Because then you have issues and potential for there to be issues with smoldering embers in the garbage, and then you have a fire that starts as a result of that.
Well, at this time of year, we're not usually looking or hearing or noticing much firework activities, but, you know, I've seen an increase, as I know most residents of Dunmore, I see on Facebook, on our pages, for our Dunmore pages, there's always a daily post or several posts about fireworks going off in different areas of the borough. What's going on?
So there's been some legislation change through in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania that allows easier access to legally purchase fireworks. Okay. With that said, a lot more people are buying them. A lot more people are using them. And all I could say with that is, if you're going to utilize fireworks, do it in a wide open area, away from any structures of any sort. Also, away from any dry brush. This needs to be done in a safe location. Is the bottom line is, when you light these fireworks off, the embers that come off them and the burned and unburned components that come off them, you know, it could fall on roofs, go in rain gutters, fall in brush, and cause some significant fires, and have caused significant fires throughout the country. So if you're going to use these, do not do them in a neighborhood location. I know that's hard to digest. Do it in a wide open area with nothing combustible around or nothing dry.
A lot of complaints from people, like, and their animals are hiding under beds just to get away from the noise, and then they're going off at all times of the night, 11 o'clock midnight, and people are being woken up. But I didn't realize. I mean, gone are the days we would just hear them on the holidays,
right?
July
just around
4th
of July.
You know,
when I was a fireman in Brooklyn, I remember vividly, I could tell you where it was that they were shooting the fire. They were illegal fireworks in New York. Somebody shot a rocket. It was an open window, hit the curtains, burned the guy's apartment down. You know, so the very.
But you also have somebody that you knew on the job that was.
Oh, a guy I know with the illegal fireworks. He, you know, there was alcohol involved, and he blew his fingers off.
Very, very dangerous to threaten.
Are you seeing a lot of injuries as a result of these fireworks?
We've had a couple over the years, especially since the legislation has changed, allowing easier access to purchase them. And all I could say is, if you like fireworks, go to a display. Go to a display where there's professionals, you know, setting them off where it's safe.
A lot can go wrong.
Life-altering
problems.
And in fireworks and alcohol, you know, usually two of them go together, and then nothing good comes of that.
They don't mix very well.
Not at all.
Okay, so we're approaching, hopefully, you know, sooner rather than later, some nicer weather around the bend. We're going to get ready to, you know, eventually in a couple months have be outside.
Are you sure?
Around our pools. Well, you know.
Are they going to cancel it?
I tell you, every year after we get through our winter time, I'm still dreaming about snow in July, you know. So, I mean, like, I just have a heart.
Well, maybe everything will be opened up because it's been 2 weeks since they closed everything, you know. Just want to flatten the curve for 2 weeks.
Yeah, it was 2 weeks.
Yeah, two weeks a year ago.
Okay. So, water safety, pool safety, ponds. You know, a lot of people have these outdoor ponds and water fountains. What do you want to talk to us about safety regarding those items?
So if we have any young children, obviously, we need to make sure they're thoroughly supervised around anything of that nature where there's submergible water. Any type of waterfalls, ponds, swimming pools, we need to make sure that we keep them away from it if they're not supervised. You know, kids that are of age, if you have a pool in your yard, in your area, in a family member's yard, get them swim lessons. Take them and make sure that they know how to swim. Not saying that if they know how to swim, they don't have to be supervised, because they absolutely do. But, you know, and there is commercially available devices that you could put around a pool where if it detects any type of motion or alarms, that's not an end-all. They need to be watched. You need to have eyes in the back of your head with small children around any type of submergible water.
Okay, good advice. With us today, Chief Kristen Aples of the Dunmore Fire Department. And we're headed towards the break. Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a two-bedroom, two-bath home at 801 Pearl Street in Troop for only $119,000. This home sits on a large 100 by 135 flat lot. It's got a nice size yard and plenty of off-street parking. This home also has a covered wraparound front porch, and this is my favorite part. It's got low taxes. It's $1,100 a year. This 1,600-square-foot home has two updated baths and newer flooring on the second floor. This home is on a very quiet street, and it's just waiting for your personal touch. That's a two-bedroom, two-bath home at 801 Pearl Street in Troop with low taxes for only $119,000, and that's listed by Connie Seagraves of our office.
Thank you, Pat. According to Realtor.com, 25% of American consumers said they are more interested in smart home technology since they are at home more. 41% reported buying a new piece of technology recently, and 18 to 34-year-olds had the strongest interest. Interest in smart home technology isn't new. 57% of the respondents said they previously owned some type of smart home technology, most likely a smart TV. You went out and bought one. Smart home speakers, and that was during this quarantine thing.
I needed a bigger TV.
Yeah. Know. Smart home speakers, a smart doorbell, which we don't have, and a robot vacuum. We got a robot vacuum that we didn't order, and we promptly
gave it away.
And or a connected climate control system smart thermostat.
Those you got to be careful with.
Yeah.
Those need to be professionally installed.
And they are known to be defective.
And also a lot of this smart technology is a backdoor into your home network. So you have to be careful with this stuff.
Yeah, we just had an incident at one of our properties where they did install that. We did not. And their heat shut off. The pandemic has caused a shift in what type of smart home technology people are looking for. Consumers are leaning towards safety and security devices now, as opposed to luxury items. So if you could add just one piece of smart home technology to your home, what would it be?
The doorbell, where you can see somebody.
Chris, you probably have it all, right?
Yeah, I would highly recommend that doorbell.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, we don't have that Alexa thing or anything like that.
No, we don't have Alexa.
But the top answer among survey respondents was a high-tech security system. So we have the security cameras.
We have cameras, security system. Yeah, we're all locked down.
The top two pieces of technology homeowners thought would make their home more desirable were the smart doorbell, so you guys are on it, with a camera and a high-tech security system. More consumers said they would pay extra for the high-tech security system and a smart doorbell with a camera. In addition to security, homeowners are more interested in green features like solar roof tiles, a home battery pack to store solar energy, and a standalone solar panel. They were the most popular green additions. For luxury smart home technology pieces, the survey results said relaxation was key. More than a quarter of respondents said a high-tech home theater, I'm sure it would make a home more desirable, while 18% said TVs that pop out of dressers or drop from the ceiling was their go-to pick.
It doesn't drop on me.
No. I don't think I would want that, but whatever. The survey results show that many Americans, and especially younger people, are leveraging smart home technologies to enhance their quality of life, even more so now that most of us have reshaped our home our homes into live, work, and play spaces. So that's something to think about, right?
Wow.
Stay with the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21. Jack Reddy Real Estate will be right back with more Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM The Talker.
What can a Century 21 agent do for you? They show your home, solve your problems, and pet your dog. They provide the service of a butler and the savvy of a business tycoon. They explain the market, love a good barbecue, and never drink milk from the carton, so invite one over. They do your homework, legwork, and sometimes yard work. Basically, they provide some TLC to YOU. This is who they are. This is what they do. Century 21 agents. Smarter, bolder, faster. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.
Call 570-344-6724. Or visit jruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with Pat Savanni, my husband, fellow realtor.
And we're back.
And we're back with Chief Chris DeNaples of the Dunmore Fire Department. Before I forget, the first part of the show, you talked about the Red Cross install smoke detector program that you're part of. Could you give us that number again? Yep.
So you can call Dunmore Fire Headquarters for Dunmore Borough residents if you're requesting smoke detectors to be installed in your residence. That number is going to be 570-348-1730. 570-348-1730.
Thank you. So we're talking about the outside of the home features we need to be mindful of: pool safety, ponds, fountains, and generators, and how to keep safe, do's and don'ts with generators outside the home.
How many dryer fires do you go to a year?
So we haven't had quite a bit of dryer fires, but in the past we've had several, and several of them were due to lack of maintenance. You know, it's so important that after every load of clothes, you take the lint vent out and clean the filter off. Clean the filter off, throw it out. Any excess lint that's down in there, you know, take it out with your finger, throw it in the garbage. But every year, at a minimum of every year, that dryer vent needs to be cleaned out thoroughly. If you get a buildup in there, you have a dryer fire. You're bound to have one.
And it should be hard piped all the way out. How many times have you gone to with the plastic pipe that's got a big loop in it going down and it's going out the window? Yeah. That's just, it's just begging, yeah, begging for trouble.
No, it's got to be up to code, got to be cleaned, got to be maintained. Got to clean that lint filter after every load of clothes.
Do you have the tool to clean your...
I do.
Explain this, because this is the coolest tool.
I bought it about 4 or 5 years ago, and it's a brush on the end of a flexible wire. Then the wires you can connect together with a thread, and you put it on the end of a drill, and you run it through the lint vent. I have one.
It's got to be 10 or 15 feet long. And every year I clean my dry vent, and I pull it out, and it looks like it's never been done before. It's amazing the amount of lint that accumulates inside the vent.
I think it was before your time, but there was a house that burnt down to the ground.
Wow. On Jefferson?
Yeah.
Jefferson.
Because of that.
Makes sense. Mm-hmm. It needs to be maintained.
Yeah, because people turn a dryer on and they walk out of the house. Yep. You can't do that.
They need to be monitored. You should never leave appliances on and leave the house. You should be there in case there's an issue.
Good advice. And so fire pits, fireplaces, grilling, big items now that we're spending time, inside our homes. And then, of course, on our decks and patios when the weather permits. What do you see happening with those items?
So, obviously, if you're cooking on a grill or you're cooking on some type of open flame, that can't be done under a roof, on a deck, or anything of that nature. You got to get away from the house. You got to get them grills. And I know people don't do it all the time, but you need to get them away from the house. You can't do it on a deck. Because if you have an issue, you're going to burn the house down. And that happens a lot. We see a lot of people grilling or have chimneys, and they're on a deck with a roof over them.
Okay. Trampolines.
So trampolines obviously could be a very, very dangerous item to have. If your children
are very popular,
they really are. They really are. You see them in a lot of yards driving through town. not only in Dunmore, but all over. Yeah. You know, if you have one, closely monitor your children on them. The other thing is, if they're sitting out all year long in all weather conditions, a lot of times they get broken down, or they get loose, or the springs, become, loose or missing, et cetera. So you need to, go around there and make sure it's still in good condition, make sure all the parts are there, everything's tight that needs to be tight, and closely monitor children on them, especially if your child isn't a gymnast or something to that effect. You got to keep a close eye. A
lot of injuries.
A lot of cervical spine injuries with them, head injuries.
Most common alarm responses your department goes to?
A lot of them are cooking. A lot of activated fire alarms that turn out to be not fire, or not active fire, or cooking incidents. Careless cooking.
Distracted cooking. Yep.
Have
distracted.
You ever come to my house?
No. Unfortunately, I haven't.
And let's hope with fortunately, right? So, but that's what my material said, that it's when the cooking and people just get distracted.
Oh, yeah. They walk away. They walk outside. Away. They're diddling on their phone, or they get a phone call and they forget they got something in the oven or on the stove.
That and careless smoking is another big one. Can't smoke in bed. Fall asleep with a cigarette burning in bed. It's going to be a bad day.
Or on the couch,
on the
right?
Couch.
Yeah. Candles. What do you have to say about candles?
So, the statistics show that more than one-third of home decorative candles start fires.
Wow.
One-third, and that's done by the U.S. Fire Administration, NFPA. So if you have a candle burning, a couple things. Keep it away from everything. Keep it in a bowl or something to that effect where there's some water on the bottom. Where if the glass cracks or it falls over or something of that nature, it's going to fall in water. The other thing is, don't leave it unattended. Don't go to bed. Don't leave the house with candles burning. And the other big thing is, keep it away from where there's pets have the potential to knock it over. We've had several incidents over the years, where there has been pets knock candles over, hit a rag, hit some type of combustible material, and start a fire. And they need to be... Candles need to be a minimum of 12 inches away from anything that could burn. And again, this is the data that the U.S. Fire Administration found.
Yeah, candles, that you get a cat up there, knock a candle over, or a curtain blowing up and hit it. There's so many things that can go wrong.
Sure.
Kristen Aples, lots of stuff, good stuff for us to all be mindful of. And you are the chief of the Dunmore Fire Department. We thank you for 2 weeks in a row, a fabulous discussion. And we hope that you and your crew... stay safe, and thank you for all that you do for the Dunmore community. We're so proud that you're a part of our community.
Thanks for having me, and you and your family stay well also.
Thank you. The pandemic contributes to shifts in real estate. So the first half of the show, I talked about how it's changed how people view technology in the home. And so now this article features what people want in a home. And most buyers now prefer to purchase housing in the suburbs. We knew that, right? Rural areas second, smaller town markets third. Home buyers change the home type from multifamily to single family. And the big shift there is that buyers want their own door. They want their own yard. They want to grow their own vegetables. They no longer want to share, right? Buyers have modified at least one home feature that is important to them because of the coronavirus outbreak. The most common home features cited as increasingly important are home offices. Spaces that accommodate family members new to the residence, older adult relatives, newborns, or new pets. So essentially, they want more square footage in the home, larger homes, more bedrooms, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Having at least one home office has become much more important since most people are working from home. And they're going to the suburbs because they know now that they can have that big city job and live somewhere else.
Right, everything's remote.
The top reason for selling has changed as well. More people are selling to be closer to family and friends. Younger millennials' reason for buying is to be closer to friends and family. The recent survey also finds that first-time homebuyers will be impacted by tightening financial requirements requiring larger down payments. One-third of first-time homebuyers have received financial help from their family. The industry is also seeing, I was very surprised by this. They're seeing a shift in the time owners are staying in their homes. Tenure in homes has increased to 10 years, and that's up from 7 years in 1987. Doesn't that surprise you?
Yes.
Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker.